Good morning, brothers and sisters. Our theme for today is, don't base your views on what may be prejudice. Seek the mind of the Lord. When we are confronted by views that conflict with our own, especially when they are held by people we respect, it is important to think the matter through with the Lord's help until we are fully convinced in our own minds. 14:5-8. One person considers one day more sacred than others. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regard one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does not so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstain does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. Verse 5-8 reminds us that we are to form our convictions in Christ. Our minds are to be renewed by the gospel, and we should use our God-given powers of reason to arrive at our own judgment as at what kind of obedience the gospel requires in a particular situation. This is not to deny the role of the church community may play in offering guidance to the individual. What these verses are commanding is that we must never adopt a way of thinking or a pattern of behavior simply because of the strong views of other people. It is the will of the Lord that is paramount. We can reflect on the life of Jesus and see how he deal with matters in life. Let us pray. Father, through the life given to us by your Son, we need to seek the mind of Christ, his Lordship, and always give thanks for the work in our lives, because we belong to him. In Jesus' name, amen.